Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
Happy Michaelmas.
Oh, happy Michaelmas. Happy Michaelmas. Yes. You went to that this day.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Oh, it was a Michaelmas reimagined, but every bit as lovely as usual. And I think in some ways even more so because there was a big question. Do we? Don't we? But then we did. And it's like, well, of course we do. I mean, especially in these times, we are in special need of courage and form. So there was a big gathering, but a socially, physically distanced gathering over at our Growing for Good property. And all of the children came down to the property and everybody was in their pods and everybody was wearing masks. And there was, you know, the usual iron bars by the fourth grade. And there was singing behind masks, but it was so powerful. You know, you could really hear those eighth grade tenors. The thing was, is that because we were all spread out so much, you had to listen especially carefully this year. And at one point, you know, all of the students were doing, you know, some of the movements. They were doing the singing. Oh, let's see. I don't remember the names of the songs, but you know how they do, the eighth graders are singing one and then the rest are doing the, you know, When I Conquer Within Me Fear and Doubt.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rest of the grades were doing the movements in unison and they were all in a huge, huge circle. Drew Shanka, trustee Drew Shanka, answered a last minute call to come and take photos. So we will have some of those to share. Oh yeah. And it, I mean, I, big old tears.
Oh, that one always gets me. Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
It's what a great idea to celebrate courage.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my, actually one of my very favorite of our festivals, I think, for that exact reason.
Mine too. And when you think about the story of Michael and his courage to, and his dedication to care for the vulnerable among us, it's just really, it's a powerful story.
Yeah, it really is.
Yep. And one of my favorite part was, you know, at the very end, the seventh graders shouted out in unison to all of the students around, "We love you all," which was really great because it was really the first time. It was the first time that the whole school community has been together.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was really special.
Nice.
So I can't wait for those pictures to come out so we can share with the rest of the parents.
Speaking of pictures and special Pleasant Ridge festivals. Amazing picture from the pentathlon, also up in the portal now. The pentathlon's so funny because for all the families that don't have a fifth grader or haven't had a fifth grader, they don't even have any idea what it is because how could you, right? You've never been exposed to it. But
right.
It's the most amazing thing.
Right. And so this year, because so in the spring, the pentathlon was canceled for the then for fifth graders who are now sixth graders. And some pretty major changes were made to, and do you want to, how did that work? Because you didn't meet up with other schools this time, but that was just held last week, right?
Right. It was just the sixth grade class to make up for their, what would have been their fifth grade experience.
Sure.
Went out to Sidey Hollow. And usually that's a multi-day affair with kids from, I don't remember how many schools, but quite a few different schools. They come to this camp and they sleep overnight a couple of nights. It's just a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And still, somehow they really did a great job of replicating sort of the core of the experience.
Just in one morning.
Just a half a day of the events. Also, I was going to say competition, but that's not right. The events. And they stayed there for the full day. They spent the second half of the day there just as a class. But the ceremonies were officially over by 12:30 or so. And it was really, really lovely. And you can't really get the feel for it from the pictures, but they're great pictures.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You know, that is such a rite of passage in a Waldorf school, is that pentathlon. And Mari is now in the fifth grade and Letty is now working with them on, you know, they practice all year. And what I heard back in the office was that it was so beautiful and that all of the teachers who held the fifth grade last year, which is now the current sixth grade, were there. I heard that Mark, John, and Maureen were city-state leaders. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just that everybody showed up. I know. Because it is so beautiful. And so I just also feel like, oh, that's so nice. We needed this right now.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't get a chance to see it. And, you know, I've heard stories about, you know, what a milestone this is for that year, but I haven't seen the pictures yet, but I'm really excited to go on the portal today and look at them.
You'll love it this year. Well, you guys got to do it.
Sure. And big thanks to Drew Shanka yet again, because he was out there.
He gets such great shots too. I mean, one of the events is the long jump. And we've got, I think we got a shot of probably every kid in that class in midair.
Ah, cool.
Super cool. And one thing, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this. I didn't know it until, oh, I don't remember when I learned this, but you mentioned the rite of passage. Well, you have to tell me if you knew this. In the traditional Waldorf vision for developmental, what's appropriate developmentally?
Sure.
Originally, as I understand it, up until the pentathlon event, the children don't do team-based competition. They don't play team sports up until then, because apparently it's just too hard at those ages to really depersonalize winning and losing and the in-group, out-group dynamic that comes with that. Mm-hmm. Once the pentathlon happens, from that point on, they are allowed to do that sort of work. So it held an even bigger sort of developmental transitional role originally.
That makes sense. So it's not even a matter of, you know, whether or not they're allowed, but now they're developmentally ready to participate. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, that's so great. And so Frances is your youngest, and so she was able to participate. What was it like from her perspective?
You know, again, it's interesting because they don't know what to compare it to. Right. They haven't seen another one. Even when Peter went through, the family, the siblings don't come. So she enjoyed it. I asked her, you know, how was it compared to what you expected? She said, yeah, it was pretty good. But observing her, I mean, her comments on it, you know, were not over the moon or anything, but observing her, she was really enjoying it.
Yeah, we heard from Letty yesterday in the faculty meeting that one student came to her and said, very matter-of-factly, this really exceeded my expectations.
That's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, and then just ran off to join their friends, you know, but just felt moved to come and tell her, you know, in his way, you know, what this meant to him.
Yeah. So one thing we need to talk about maybe first is just the current status from the task force around COVID and the learning scenario. So can you talk about that for a sec?
Sure. So as we all know, we've been keeping a very close eye on the increasing cases in our region, and we do have a learning scenario update this week. So as case rates continue to increase in Vernon County and across Wisconsin, the Returning to School Task Force just really wants you to know that this is being monitored so closely. And there's a whole write-up in the current Lunchbox Express that we really encourage you to read. Mm-hmm. But there is a change to learning scenarios, and that is starting Monday, October 5th, grades 6 through 8th will be following all three key protective measures. And previously, all students and faculty were following two of three key protective measures, and those include being outside, wearing a face covering, and then keeping distance. There's also a note that if cases continue to increase in Vernon County, we may have to quickly pivot again to another learning scenario for either grade 6 through 8 or possibly for all grades. But as of now, we are in a zone that supports for the upper grade students to move to 3 out of 3 key protective measures.
So basically, they're just going to need to be wearing masks all the time, even when they're outdoors, right? That's the practical difference from 2 out of 3 to 3.
Yes, our goal, and I would say our shared community goal, is to have as much in-person learning as possible.
For sure.
Safely, of course. And we feel that that is just another measure that we can take, especially as we've seen such a sharp increase in this region. Also, a couple of things to consider for parents. Drop-off and pick-up process. There's a friendly reminder that face covering should be worn by all parents and caregivers during drop-off and pick-up, which is, of course, is required for the students and teachers as well. Mm-hmm. And then we request that parents remain outside the gate at Growing for Good during drop-off and pick-up, unless you have worked something different out with your child's class teacher.
Yeah.
And also, there's some guidance around symptom monitoring and testing. There is a really great guide that Vernon County has put out that you can access from our Lunchbox Express, but also a reminder that if anyone in your household has gotten a COVID test and you are awaiting results, to please keep all members of your household home until you have results from that test.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, how do we make this work as a community? We also ask that folks be mindful of recommended safety protocols and activities outside of school hours. There are faculty and members of the PRWS community among us who are especially vulnerable, and our choices could have a direct impact on our entire school community's shared goal of in-person learning.
Yeah, that's the main thing that always strikes me, is just that the point of all this is so we can keep having school as normal as possible. It's the only thing we can do to do our part to keep that going, is to do our best with the safety procedures.
Sure, we can't eliminate all risk. You know, it's perfectly reasonable to assume that, you know, it's going to, in fact, it already is in our community. But these are ways to ensure that there's not a massive outbreak and that folks stay safe, and that also we can continue to meet in this way, because it's just so valuable.
Yeah.
Certainly, I should say that teachers are prepared for a quick pivot. And yet at the same time, I think everybody would rather be meeting in person.
100%.
Shall we look at the calendar?
Yes, we shall.
What's coming up?
Well, this feels like it's coming up pretty quickly, but this coming Monday and Tuesday is school photo days.
Oh, yeah. So this year for photos, folks will be photographed. Everybody will be photographed, because this year we will have full class pictures. But in those, do you remember when you were in school, did you ever get those sheets of class photos where everybody had their own oval that they were in?
I don't think I did.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not sure it will be exactly like that, but that's the same idea. Rather than getting a whole group shot.
Oh, I see.
Right. So, and I know that Drew Shanka is going to come and take those photographs, and that photographs will be taken outdoors. So each child will be photographed for that particular picture, regardless of whether or not parents plan to order the photographs.
Sure.
But if you wouldn't want your child photographed, then certainly you can, you know, call the school office and make that known.
The forms went out for this already, didn't they? The order forms?
They did. And the hope is that each child will come on Monday and or Tuesday, depending on which day they're being photographed, with their form filled out, and they will just give it directly to their teacher.
Oh, and I'm noticing now, Monday is kindergarten through grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday is grades 4 through 8.
Got it.
It's not that they're both days for everybody.
Right.
Right.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, and then another thing on Tuesday, October 6th, is the all-school meeting and town hall. I want to say another one. Did we not have one of these already?
We did, at the beginning of the school year.
Oh,
actually,
thank you.
Actually, before the start of the school year, we had a community town hall, because at that time we had sent out the reopening plan, and we wanted a chance to be able to present it and talk about our process,
you know.
To get to that point, and answer questions, and, you know, all those good things. And so that was really well attended. That was in late August. And we said that what we would like to do, especially in this school year when we aren't able to meet face-to-face as regularly, is to have a series of town halls. But the all-school meeting is something that generally takes place each fall. And so we thought, and generally what that is a state of, kind of a state of the school review, where all of the adult stakeholders in the school, parents and faculty and board members and staff, come together and just take a look at financials. We look at a faculty update. We look at administrative updates. We also have time for folks to have conversations and ask questions. And so we thought that it made sense to just combine our town hall, our next town hall, with the all-school meeting, which was already scheduled for October 6th. So we'll have a little bit of both. We will have a COVID update, certainly, but we will also have some of the usual components of an all-school meeting, where we take a look at the state of the school and answer questions. There is a link for folks to submit questions ahead of time in today's Lunchbox Express.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there are questions that you would like to see addressed at that town hall meeting, please send those in, or actually just click on the link and you can either put a check mark next to a question that somebody's already posed to show that you too are interested in having that answered, or you can pose a question there. And if you don't get a chance to do that, that's okay too. That just helps with our planning. But just know that there will also be an opportunity built into that meeting, that hour-long meeting, where folks can ask questions in real time as well.
Nice. So it's Tuesday the 6th from 6 to 7 on Zoom. If you're interested in the lunchbox is an agenda. The times on that, I think, got entered wrong. The meeting is from 6 till 7. The agenda sounds like it's from 6:30 to 7:30, but you can trust the headline. The headline says 6 to 7. The agenda's off a little bit, but join us at 6. Actually, a couple minutes early, always smart.
Yes. So, and then also we ask that that families arrange for at least one adult representative from your household to join the meeting. We just think that especially now, always, but especially now, it's essential for adult members of our school community to stay connected and to take time to hear from one another and ensure that all voices are represented and heard.
I kind of wonder, it's too early to ask these questions probably, but personally, I actually like a Zoom-based town hall, all school type gathering.
Sure.
I know there's a ton of value and importance in being together, of course. But I kind of wonder, as we get into the future and we actually have a choice, might we at least have some of our all school community things continue to be done remote? I don't know. Interesting
well,
to see.
I can tell you that over at Lake Champlain Waldorf School, they have had such success with increased participation now that they have moved to Zoom meetings, that they are thinking that going forward that they will have both options so that folks can be there in person if that's how they wish to participate, but that they would also have that Zoom component for folks who can't otherwise. Because I remember how hard that was when my kids were especially little, because that was time that we were, you know, we were getting them ready for bed and those would be late nights. And so if it means that just more people can participate, that's the whole idea, is it's an all school meeting.
Exactly.
So here's hoping.
In any case, the point of that was to say, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to the conversation, but I'm also kind of happy to have it be another Zoom meeting.
Yes.
And then coming up, this is not this week, we get a little breather for this one, but it's a big, big deal. Grandparents and Special Friends Day. I'm sure you've been putting a ton of time into that, especially reimagining that again, like everything has been reimagined. So do you want to talk about that a little bit? I mean,
sure.
It's a couple weeks away, but...
It is, and we have postcards for all grandparents for whom we have addresses. But if you are not sure if we have an address and want to send me an email and ask for a physical postcard to be sent, certainly we're happy to do that. But we also have online sign up this time too. And we can send an e-invitation to folks since this event is going to take place via Zoom. And we're really excited about it because generally, nothing can replace Grandparents and Special Friends Day.
Yeah.
And fall just wouldn't be fall without it. I mean, it really is one of the most anticipated days of the whole school year. And I don't know who is more excited about it, the special guests themselves or the children or the teachers, but it really provides a great window into our school and also Waldorf education, which, you know, first many is a whole new way of thinking about education. And so we have found that some grandparents and special friends, because it's not just for grandparents, it's also for, you know, any special elder in our children's lives who has interest in learning more about their school and what they're doing. And we have found that even some folks who felt pretty dubious about, you know, this newfangled way, which of course isn't newfangled, it's been around for 100 years and is a worldwide movement. It's a great opportunity for them to come and to kind of experience a day in the life of their favorite Waldorf student. Mm-hmm. And we always have an alumni speaker who can share reflections, you know, how they continue to draw on their Waldorf school experience, even as adults, and how it informs their lives, maybe their families and careers. And then there's always room for community discussion and questions. And it's really one of my very favorite days. And then the great perk about this year is that even more people can attend, because generally there's a whole lunch involved. It's a whole day. So there are limiting factors for many, whether that be geography or even that we have to cap attendance at a certain number just to accommodate so many. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be able to welcome everybody who wants to attend. And I would say every year parents say, oh, we don't get to come too because we want to hear about, you know, we would love to take that tour. We'd love to be with our parents and, you know, do this. And this time everybody can.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And then just a couple of smaller items in the lunchbox. And of course you can find all these yourself in the lunchbox, but we like reading them. Looking for Liars.
Huh?
I know. But it's a musical instrument request, L-Y-R-E-S, Looking for Liars in All the Wrong Places. So, oh dear. So Pleasant Ridge is seeking lyres, kinder harps for use in the lower grades music classes. If you have one that you'd be interested in loaning or donating, please contact Stephanie Pedretti and her email is in the lunchbox. And then another one from Miss Jerry. Please return handwork tools. Please return any handwork tools that were sent home last spring. If you have any questions, contact Miss Jerry directly. So that would be for last year's grade 3, crochet hooks and weaving needles, grade 4, cross-stitch needles, grade 5, wooden knitting needles. I'm going to have to take a look for those. I feel like I've seen some around. I'll have to check with Francis on those.
Yes, I think there are a couple of things floating around our place too. Okay, well, I think that's it for this week.
I think you're right. I think that is it. Stay safe, everyone.
Indeed.
Stay sane. Oh, my goodness.
That might be harder.
Harder.
Than staying safe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is by far the weirdest school year ever. And yet, I wouldn't do it anywhere else.
Nope.
It's really great to, you know, as hard as it's been, you know, I just feel that it has been made so much better by those, you know, in our community. And you know what I'm trying to say.
I do. No, it's been great. I mean, the kids are doing great. Mm-hmm. It's just lovely. So impressed with the work everybody's doing.
Yeah, likewise. Mm. All right. Well, thanks, David.
Thanks, a great Robin. Week. Same to you. And we will see you next time, everybody.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Bye.